WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Meteorologists are some of the wackiest people around. I say that because in the field of meteorology, we have duplicate scales for many parameters and multiple names for things, plus the acronyms will drive you batty. Take, for example, the Doppler radar network. The radars go by multiple names, such as NEXRAD, Doppler radar, and WSR-88D. Plus, many individual radar sites go by different names. But I digress a minute. An important feature of the WSR-88D radar is that it employs a scanning strategy in which the antenna automatically raises to higher and higher preset angles or elevation slices as it rotates. These elevation slices comprise a volume coverage pattern, or VCP. Once the radar sweeps through all the elevation slices, a volume scan is complete, and the radar antenna tilts back down to begin the process over again. In precipitation mode, the WSR-88D completes a volume scan every 4 to 6 minutes, depending on which VCP is in effect, providing an updated three-dimensional look at the atmosphere around the radar site. There are two main operating states of the WSR-88D, clear air mode and precipitation mode. Within these two operating states, there are multiple VCPs that National Weather Service forecasters utilize to analyze the atmosphere around the radar. These different VCPs have varying numbers of elevation tilts and rotation speeds of the radar itself. Each VCP, therefore, can provide a different perspective of the atmosphere. Common among all VCPs, with the exception of VCP 12, is the tilt elevation of the lowest 5 elevation angles. The scanning begins at a half degree elevation, meaning the center line of the radar beam antenna is angled a half degree above the ground. Since the beam itself is 1 degree wide, it returns information about what it sees between 0 and 1 degree above the horizon. As it completes that elevation scan, the radar is tilted another degree, with the center line of the beam now at 1.5 degrees, and the process of observing the atmosphere begins again, then continues through 2.4, 3.4, 4.3 elevation angles. In our next episode of WeatherBrains 101, we'll take a look at clear air mode. Got a burning weather question? Get an answer, or maybe a runaround, by dropping a note to question at weatherbrains.com.